בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום שלי של שבת קודש, לסדר חיי שרה, חי במרחשוון.
So, we are on page Kuvdalit of the Or Lezion, he says, he was in the middle of this paragraph discussing how Hiseh HaDa'at, interruptions and battling destroy any buildings you may have created by, you know, with your learning, every time you battle, so you demolition. Now, he says, וכמה ראוי להצטער על עבידת הזמן. איי, איי, איי. How much a person should, you know, regret burning time. דיתה בגמרא. שלושה הקדוש ברוך הוא בוכה עליהם בכל יום. בגמרא says there are three people who, about whom הקדוש ברוך הוא cries for every day. ואחד מהם, מי שאפשר לו לעסוק בתורה ואינו עוסק. A person who is able to be עוסק בתורה and doesn't use that opportunity. And he says, פעם ראיתי בספר תורת הבית של החפץ חיים, שמסביר את מה שאומרים בבידוי, וסרנו ממצוותיה ומשפטיה הטובים ולא שב עלינו, דהיינו, what is that? You know, we say that multiple times a day, right at the end of בידוי. וסרנו ממצוותיה ומשפטיה הטובים, we deviated from your mitzvot and your good laws, ולא שב עלינו. And it's not worthwhile for us to do that. Of course it's not worthwhile to do that. You know what I'm saying? So what exactly are we saying? Says the Chafetz Chaim, דהנה, אדם שעבד לו אפילו מעט כסף, מצטער, כי זה שווה לו הרבה. He says, a person who loses even a little bit of money, it hurts. Even if it's just a little bit of money, but you worked hard to get it. So it hurts you. אבל אם עבדו לו חמש דקות של לימוד תורה, אינו מצטער כל כך. But if you lose 5 minutes of תלמוד תורה, eh. איי, איי, איי. That's terrible. ועל כך מוסיפים לומר אחר בידוי, וסרנו מצוותיך ומשפטיך הטובים אלו שב עלינו. What does that mean? Not that it's not, of course it's not worth it to lose. ולא שב עלינו. When we lost time from Talmud Torah, we didn't feel regret over having lost it. And you have to be מתוודה for the fact that you didn't feel צער for lost time in לימוד תורה. טח. שלא היה שווה בעינינו הפסד זה להצטער עליו. It didn't even cross our mind, wow, what a chaval, I just burned 5 minutes. That's the biggest chaval. That'll do it. Now, it says, level you're about? Huh? What, the Red Bull?
No. Like, when you lose money, the same thing as you lose time. Is that like attainable in your generation?
Yes. Yeah. And the older you get, the more attainable it is. Because time starts flying really fast. And like, whoa, where'd it go? And then you start, why didn't I do this? And why didn't I do that? And you start thinking, hey, wait a second, I could have been Gedol HaDor. But I'm not. Whose fault is that? Now he says, everybody wants to be. If you didn't want to be Gedol HaDor, you wouldn't be here. The Chafetz Chaim used to say a mashal. He used to say this mashal in his yeshiva. חבץ חיים מדיישיבה גדולה in Radin. Interestingly, he wasn't the Rashiva. It was his yeshiva, but he hired a different Rashiva. Who did he hire? Granat. Yeah, Rav Naftali Trop. Anyway, at the beginning of this man, the חבץ חיים used to gather the Talmidim and used to tell them, Napoleon, Bonaparte, the famed, revered general of the French army, used to gather his troops before any, you know, before any war, and used to say, any soldier, used to line them all, any soldier that doesn't strive to be a general, go home. Used to kick them out. If you're a soldier, you might be a simple soldier now, but you have to strive to be a general. And if not, you have no place here. He says, if that's true by the army, he says in Yeshiva too, every Talmid has to strive to be Gedol HaDor. Whether or not it's going to happen, that's in Hashem's hands. But you have to strive to be Gedol HaDor. Which means if you came to yeshiva already, that means you have sheifis. Yeah? You have dreams, you have lofty goals. Whether or not those goals or dreams are going to be realized, that's a different story. But, you know the slogan, hey, you never know? You know it? The lotto? Right? Hey, you do know. if you plug away, you'll become Gedol Hador. You remember Tosfot, Ktubot, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph? Shederech hu beolech lilmod shena'asa adam gadol. It's the derech, it's teva. You go learn, you really invest, you put effort, you become a gadol.
We see people that invest a lot and they still are not that big.
It could be, again, it's not a guarantee. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody has that capacity. Kadosh Baruch Hu created everybody with their own talents and their own capacities. But, you know, don't, Gdol Ador doesn't necessarily mean Gdol Ador for the whole door. You could be Gdol Ador according to your caliber. When you come up to Shammai, Hashem says, wow, for your set of kelim that I gave you, you're a Gdol Ador. Yes? What I'm saying?
So what does that mean to us?
Like, huh?
For us, you think Gadol Ador is like actually at the top.
How do we know?
I mean, you talk to your Rebbeim, you say, listen, what are my, you know, what are my kelim? What do I have? What am I able to achieve? Now again, that really means nothing because there are many Gadolei Yisrael throughout the generations that were mediocre at best when they started learning. Huh? Rav Chaim used to say about himself, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Alav Shalom. He used to tell people when he was younger, he was kshet tfisa. You know, that he was hard of understanding. Plugged away, plugged away. Yeah, many gdolim like that. The Netziv, Mivalojin, when he was a kid, he was a kimat didn't learn a word. They wanted to kick him out of yeshiva. A famous story. You have many gdolim like that. But, you know, they were mitgaber. Everybody's got to know. You know, there's even people with limited capabilities, if they really give it their all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pumps them up with Siyata Dishmaya. But not always. So you got to know what's matim for you. Etzot tovot l'shmirat hazman. How do I really make sure I use my time to the fullest? I would say one of the most important things in this generation, especially for people with a lot on their plate, which is everybody, especially if you're in yeshiva and pursuing a parnasa and whatever, is time management. That is, time management is a big deal. Like, I would say 80% of the conversations that I have with Bachrim is about time management. Just making a plan to, you know, to utilize your time. Bachurim yesh lehem meretz. You know what that means? Young men have stamina. Bishtadlu leotzi et retichat hadamim shelahem be'isak haTorah. You know, they should try to put all of their stamina and all of their, you know, gung-ho into the Limud HaTorah. V'yed'o shenikraim kodesh kadashim. Like Shevet Levi, Ashrehim v'ashrei chelkam. Sheshomrim tameret shelahem shelo leotzi alav le ha'olam hazeh ela lechaya olam. Many young men, you know, exert their stamina on all sorts of different avonot, chasing this and pursuing that and whatever. If you take out the stamina that you naturally have, that fire on Limud HaTorah, Esek HaTorah, Kiyum HaMitzvot, Tfilah, Yirat Shamayim, Kadosh Yamir Lo. Yeah.
How do we make it that we're not living in the sheep?
You have to definitely, you need to have, you know, outlets, extracurricular activities. Everybody needs that. So everybody's got to find, huh? Everybody has the, you know, the activities that talk to them. Obviously, it's got to be kosher. There's no question. You know what I'm saying? You find the, you know, some people like to play ball. Some people like to read a book. Some people like to, you know, do exercise in the gym. Everybody likes to do what their thing is. You have what I'm saying? But between the learning and whatever your extracurricular downtime outlet is, you're already depleted. And then you have no more koach for avirut. Yes. Yeah. Kitzer. Nahon? You got to wear out the yetzer hara. Just get him to a place where you just, I'm too tired right now. The Orchot Tzadikim writes in Shara Atzlut, he says, laziness sometimes is a great midah. When the Yetzirah, it's interesting. Usually when the Yetzirah tells you to do Avirah, well, yeah. get all lazy on the Yetzer Hara. No, I'm too tired. I'm too zay. Come back tomorrow. You know, we'll talk. Play his game. וכך יזכו להינצל מיצר הרע. וכמו שאמרו חז"ל, שהורייתא הגונה מגנב ואצולי מצלה. The Torah הקדושה protects us from the Yetzer Hara. What's the difference between Torah ומצוות, says the Gemara? In Sota Daf Kaf Hei. Mitzvot protect only when you're involved in them, when you're doing them. The Torah. Ben Be'idan De'asik, Ben Be'idan De'la'asik. The Torah, while you're learning and while you're not learning, the Torah is this protective attribute that it creates this force field. As the Rambam writes in Ilchot De'ot, She'en Machshevet Arayot Ba'ot Ela Alev Apanui Min HaChokhmah. If you fill up your mind with Torah, that in and of itself protects you from the Yetzer Hara because you're not bored. Don't be bored. Find things to do. Have a lot of seder. Have a lot of homework. Well, maybe not so much. But you know, all these things, you're just, you know, you're too busy to be involved in anything else. Ve'aitza tova, שכאשר מגיע אדם לשוחח על דברים בטלים ולא נעים לו להפסיק את השיחה, שיעביר את הנושא לדברי תורה וידבר קצת בעומק, באופן שאותו אדם לא יעמוד בסוד הדברים וילך לו. אללה חמציון. וואו. Genius. Says, let's say somebody comes to talk to you, even if it's in the middle of the Seder, no, but even if it's not in the middle of the Seder, and somebody comes to talk to you, and it's like shtuyot, and he's talking shtuyot, and you're not interested, because it's time a waste of time, so what do? Try to change the topic of what he's talking about. Start, pivot into Divrei Torah, preferably something deep, so that you completely, like, he feels lost, like, what just happened, and then he walks away. If he needs to, it, most conversations aren't chesed conversations. You know what I'm saying? The guy needs to vent. Okay, fine. Be said, bo, come. Give him a hug. Shalom. You know what I'm saying? But otherwise, Tom, a guy is coming to talk to you about shtuyot. Just body slam him with like a Reb Chaim or a Beis Halevi or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Don't be like, okay, you're talking shtuyot. Let's talk Reb Chaim. You know what I'm saying? Kind of suavely pivot until he kind of loses himself. What am I even doing here? Anyways, he says, "Shamati al gaon echad shekachay." Oops, slicha. Shekachay minago. כשהוא באים שוחח עמו בדברי חולין, בשעה שלומד, היה סוגר מיד את הספר ומטה אוזנו לשמוע. כך עלה יבין מעצמו ששיחה זו מבטלת אותו מהתורה, ויקצר בדבריו או ידחה את השיחה לזמן אחר. There's a certain chacham. Anytime somebody used to come to him in the middle of learning to schmooze with him דברים בטלים, you know what he would do? He'd be learning whatever, the guy comes. He would close the sefer on him so that the guy already feels, oh, whoa. I got him to close the sefer, that means I'm being mevatel oto. Give him a guilt trip. Yeah, close the sefer. So the guy would already understand, okay, let me talk fast. You know, so, no, forget it. You know, I'll come back later. I tell people all the time, by the way, super. Baruch Hashem, I get to go to a lot of smachot. I don't go to most of them, but some of them I have to. Even when I go, I would say there's a large percentage of every simcha that's shtuyot. Yes? Completely wasted time. I'm not talking about the in and out chupot. Those are great. You know what I'm saying? Come in, whatever. You know, mazal tov, chupa, vezeh, ciao. Huh? I don't do that. But, you know, sometimes when I have to be at the cocktail hour or at the chupot when there are parades before, you know, the, you know, St. Patrick's Day parade down the aisle. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so there's a lot of wasted time. I have a tried and tested thing to be able to, you know how many masachtot, I'm telling, be'emet, masachtot I finished at weddings or other smachot. You know how I do that? You bring a sefer to every simcha. When you're sitting there with an open sefer, people actually psychologically feel bad to come and stam, shmooze, and be mevatel you. They see you sitting with a sefer, that's kind of like a sign, I'm antisocial, don't talk to me. And even those who come talk, mazal tov, vara, shalom, mazal tov, back. You have what I'm saying? Always bring a sefer. Tried and tested. Gotta love it. No, again, you're not supposed to, again, don't be antisocial, obviously. Be a nice person, have derech eretz, obviously. But I'm saying it saves you from so much needless dvarim betelim and shtus. What do people do at tzmachot? People who don't have sfarim. What do they do at tzmachot? Hak. Eat. Drink. Hak. Probably lashon hara. You know, you know what I'm saying? Just save yourself. Bring a sefer, and you can cut that at least in half. Nachon? Pashut. If you see a guy go, like a normal person, even if you're not like the biggest lamdin or masmid or whatever it is, you see a guy sitting with a sefer and learning. How much do you want to go over to him and be mevatel oto right now? You have a certain respect for a guy who's learning. You don't go over, and you don't, maximum you go over to him, you say, oh, mazel tov, nice to see you, whatever. Shalom. Zeo, end of conversation.
You only worries are the
stuff. Huh?
Only worries are the
stuff. Ask them to learn with you. בדומה לזה סיפר המקובל חכם אפרים הכהן זצ"ל. רבנו אפרים הכהן was the ראש ישיבת המקובלים בפורת יוסף. He was חכם שלום כהן, עליו השלום's father. So he said, סיפר על רבנו יוסף חיים, בעל הבן איש חי. He was a תלמיד of the בן איש חי. He said the following story. שמנהגו היה לשבת בעליית ביתו ולהגות שם בתורה בפרישות. ונהיג שבכל פעם שיבקשו לדבר עמו, לא יעלו לחדרו, אלא רק אחד מבני הבית ידפוק בדלת והוא ירד לקראתו מהמדרגות. ונהג כך בחוכמה שלא יטרידו על כל שאלה, אלא רק לעניין סבוך. The Ben Ishchai used to learn in his attic, in the attic of his house in Baghdad. And anytime people needed him, he told people, please don't come up to my room, knock on the door and one of my family members will come call me. And then if it's necessary, he used to come down the stairs a little bit and see what, you know, what was necessary, you were talking, whatever. He did that, he implemented that. Can you imagine, like, people came up to his room every second, whatever? It throws you off. Shter's. Shter. Good Yiddish word, yeah? Anyway, but shter's disturbs. Yiddish, ready? Shter, disturb. Shver. Shver. Difficult. Father-in-law, difficult. Anyway, Bekitzer. Schwerkeit, difficulty. Ready? Anyway, Bekitzer. Yes, same exact word in Yiddish. Huh? I don't know, I didn't make Yiddish. Anyways, huh? Schwigger. Smile. I have no idea. Yeah. Kitzer. Rabbi Sonnenschein always likes to say, Yiddish is my secret weapon. You know how many people I throw off like that? I just completely give them like whiplash. I start like Yiddishing them. Like, whoa, what just happened? Anyway, kids. Yeah. But not usually. For emergencies only. But yeah. It started because my Rebbe used to speak to me in Yiddish and I used to answer him in English. But then later, eventually, I started answering in Yiddish also, whatever. So, lam shane. It's funny because my mother's Ashkenaz, she's born to Holocaust survivors. You know how usually parents have this, I won't call it secret, but like special language between themselves that they speak when they don't want the kids to understand? So my parents didn't have that because my mother kind of taught my father English and my father taught my mother Hebrew, but that was basic, and I spoke both as first languages. But I guess after when I came back from yeshiva and I wanted to tell my mother something so that my father wouldn't understand, I would tell her in Yiddish. And my father used to get upset at me. Anyway, kids, which was cute. Anyway. Tov. Namshich machar b'zat Hashem.